Previously on B&B and D&D.
Hello, my name is Ken Adams.
I'm kind of a big deal. I'm like the most famous bartender.
Your old friend, a dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker, hired the best ranger I could find in the area. Her name is...
Alwyn Leonman. I am a elf of noble birth.
The bard...
I'm Violetta Togborts.
I hired a guy too named Sildar Hallwinter. In the cliff, you see a cave. Just two goblins hanging out.
What's the deal with the cave?
We live here!
You live in the cave?
Yeah, like 20 of us. And our boss, Clarg. We heard from our boss to try to capture a dwarf named Gundren.
Okay, so Gundren is probably at the castle. The Sildar is in here. So we should probably go meet up with Sildar.
Guys, I don't know. I might be crazy here. I think Violetta should dress as a goblin, and we're the prisoners, and she's captured us.
You painted yourself up as a goblin. Up ahead, you see one goblin just standing up on the bridge.
I'll tie you two together loosely, and I'll hold the rope between you and, like, act like it's a reverse dog walk.
The goblin sees you. He's like, hey, who is that?
I caught someone trying to wander into the cave.
As he comes down, he sees that they aren't tied that tightly. And he's like, what are you doing? What? Let me help you tie these guys up better.
As he approaches to tighten my rope, I headbutt him.
No! Pin!
You hit him in the head, and he kind of just, like, falls over unconscious.
Put that goblin over Ken's shoulder.
Okay.
You start to hear a loud clanking and shouting from up ahead the passage. The clanging gets louder and louder, and you hear the sound of rushing water coming at you. The passage is suddenly filled with a mighty roar as a huge surge of rushing water pours down from in front of you.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to B&B and D&D. This stands for Ben and Brian and Dungeons and Dragons. And I am Ben. I will be the DM, which is pretty much a narrator slash a referee slash everybody that the party members aren't. And we also have Brian here.
Hello.
We also have Q here.
Hello.
And we have a Caitlin.
Hey.
How it'll work basically is I will introduce the scenario and they tell me what they want to do or what they are doing. And I will tell them whether or not they are succeeding or what they have to do to succeed. Yeah, it's coming right at you, and you're about to be washed away.
Is there higher ground somewhere?
There's that bridge.
Climb to the bridge?
You can try to climb the wall if you want.
Okay, but I gotta be untied.
I can use my dagger and cut you guys free.
You can. It was loosely tied. You can just untie
it. I didn't know we loosened it again after he tightened it.
Well, he started to, and then Ken got him.
Okay.
Ken, you were able to climb up the wall.
Great.
And make it up to the bridge. Luckily, Violetta and Alwyn, you were able to grab onto some of the stalactites or mites, whatever one's in the ground. You just held on as the water rushed past, and it slowly trickles back down to the normal stream that it is, burbling like streams do. But you took no damage because you were able to grab on.
So what does Ken see up there?
Ken... You see the path goes to the east and to the west, but it's real dark and you have no torch.
Okay, and I'm on the bridge.
And you're up on the bridge, like a wooden rickety bridge.
By myself, and I've got the goblin with me.
You climbed up with him?
Yeah, he was on my shoulders the whole time.
Oh, wow, you're a good climber.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the unconscious goblin up there.
Okay.
And they're on the ground below you.
I throw down my rope and help them get on the bridge.
All right, rope thrown down. You guys want to climb up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you climbed up.
Yay.
Thanks, and now you're up on the bridge. You hear a voice down the passage yell out in Goblin. Did it work?
Yeah.
Wait, who said that?
It's me, your goblin friend.
What's your name?
I, as a noble, have a knowledge of a goblin name and say that. Help.
All right, you say Lubzab, the name of the one that you heard earlier, because you know he lives here.
Lubzab!
Oh, okay.
It's your homie.
Oh, okay. Oh, let's come down there and hang out then.
Yeah, let's do it. I caught a couple of people. So I think that means party tonight.
Violetta, do you really want to lure more goblins towards you?
Yeah,
just asking as a DM before I continue.
It's
are you all on board with that?
I don't know what else to do.
Well, you have a path to your west and your east.
Okay,
And the sound was coming from, like, down the stream where you were going forward.
Oh, so let's continue along one of the passages.
Never mind, I was just kidding you. I'm going to sleep.
We'll do it later. Wait, asleep? You should be doing lookout.
Oh, you got me. I was trying to get out of it again. Classic love zap.
Oh, yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I don't know, east, I guess?
To the east, you see a cavern that's half filled with two large pools of water. Or it was, until one of them is now empty. A narrow waterfall is high on the eastern wall that feeds the pools, which drain out of the western end, which is the stream that you got almost flooded away with. There's a wide exit to the south, which goes up some stairs, and you came from the west. And there are like three goblins over there looking down the passage still where they were apparently shouting at who they thought was Lovezap.
So wait, so this is the guy that was...
It's one of... Yeah, there are three up here, and one of them was the one that was just shouting.
Okay, so
we should go the... But they're looking at you. They're looking down the stream.
So we should go the other way.
Do you all go that way?
Yes.
This way, I'm assuming that you're sneaking ahead with your stealth stuff from earlier.
Yes.
You see a large cave divided in half by a 10-foot-high escarpment.
What?
There's like a higher, like a 10-foot-high upper level.
Okay.
That you can see.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to assume that is based off the picture I have.
Okay.
There's a steep natural staircase that leads up there, because you're on the bottom part of it. The air is hazy with the smoke of a cooking fire and pungent from the smell of poorly cured hides and unwashed smelly goblins.
Ew.
There are also six goblins that you see in here, and there is someone tied up that you can sort of see on the upper level.
So we need to get in there and talk with them, and we could do a trade with the goblin we have.
Yeah, this is going to be like National Treasure times Men in Black.
I don't know what either of those are.
Oh, don't worry about it, Mom.
It's just a story she wrote.
My fanfic.
How do we want to play this, guys?
Just go in there yelling, I got some guys!
What are our options? We could try the hostage exchange, or we could create some kind of a decoy. Maybe it'll clear the room out, and then we can just get in and...
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah, like one of you can turn your sneak on and go up behind the hostage that's there. And then I'll pretend like I'm bringing the other one in, like I caught this person.
So the hostage that's in the room, I'll let you know again. As you enter, you can see like what's sort of like a goblin cafeteria, I guess. And they're like six goblins, or like five around a fire, and they're cooking something there. And then across the room, there are some stairs that go up to the second floor, where there is one more goblin just kind of like hanging out, guarding the prisoner.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do goblins have dark vision? I'm assuming they do since they live in a cave. Okay.
They do, yes.
Let's see. We could send Violetta in there and she could tell them there's a fire. Oh, man. Okay. What if I were to start a fire, guys? That sounds like the best idea.
But we didn't start the fire.
I was always burning.
Okay, yes, I like this idea, and then I'll sneak in and grab what's his name? Sildar?
Okay.
Sildar.
Okay. I will give you my bedroll and you can use the ale as a fire accelerant. And you can start a huge fire. And then I'll run over there and be my goblin self. Meanwhile, Mom is getting the hostage.
Yeah.
So
sounds good to
that's
me.
Your plan?
Yep.
It'll be complete chaos. It's foolproof.
Okay, where are you starting this fire?
Where would be the best place to start this fire?
Right outside the door.
You know what? I want to burn that old bridge, but
well, but then how are we gonna get out?
I don't know. I can throw Violetta across, but I don't know about us.
I mean, you're able to climb up. You can probably climb back down.
I don't know. What is there around here that I could burn in this cave?
Well, you're in a cave.
Yeah, and I'll have options, I guess.
Okay, well, I'll just give you my bedroll, and you can set it on fire.
Don't we have, like flint or something? Yeah, we have... Okay, so we have...
Yeah, you have a tinderbox. You can set it on fire pretty easily.
Okay.
I don't have one.
So I give...
Oh, I have candles.
We should probably still set the bedroll on fire.
It'll make it really big. And we can pour the ale on.
Yeah.
I think, like, right outside the doors, they all want to run out, and then they won't be paying attention. Or should it be actually behind them so that we can go out the door? Yeah, probably that.
You want to try to get behind them?
Is Ken sneaky?
Well, they're in a circle around the fire.
Wait, oh, okay, so around their kitchen fire. Will they smell the smoke since they're already around a fire?
They probably won't because the air's already pretty hazy from smoke from that fire. And it's, like, really smelly in here already.
So we don't even need to start... We don't need to start an actual fire. We just need to say there's a fire and you gotta go put it out and get them far enough away...
Yeah, I guess we don't have to really start a fire. We could tell them that the bridge is on fire, though.
I think we should tell them that the bridge is on fire, and then...
And then...
Well, so how are we going to keep them away for long enough to untie what's-his-face and then bring him out?
Tough one.
Maybe we do need to start a fire so they can spend time fighting it.
That sounds good. We'll start a fire. We should really burn this bridge. There's some kind of old adage about burning bridges. I don't remember the context. I think it's good, though.
Does the bard know?
Let's do it. Oh, okay. The bard might know. Do I roll for it?
No, just what's the phrase about burning bridges?
Always burn your bridges before and after you cross them.
Sounds
before
good to me.
Before and after.
To make sure it's really burnt down. Like, you're burning down the ghost of the bridge after.
You go up and you set fire to the bridge. with what was it, your bedroll?
Yeah, and our...
So mark that off your
ale
list.
Ale and also fire.
The tinderbox.
The tinderbox.
Yeah, the tinderbox.
All right. Well, your bedroll quickly catches flame with the ale on there, and you no longer have it. And the flame is pretty quickly spreading across the bridge.
Okay, so
now I run in there. I'm like, guys, look what these people did to our bridge. You better help me put it out. And then I'll be like, I'll follow behind you.
What are you talking about? What happened to the bridge?
Like, there's some crazy fire happening. You better go look.
I don't believe you.
I don't even have to roll for deception because it's true.
Yeah, but he doesn't believe you.
Okay, well, I have persuasion. Would I use that or would I use performance?
Yes, persuasion.
Okay, I'm going to persuade you so hard.
Oh, well, there's a fire, you said?
Yeah, it's a really big fire, you guys.
All right, well, the guy that's up on the ledge, who's clearly the leader of this little bunch in the room, he's like the assistant manager goblin. He yells down at them like, three of you, go check on that.
Shucks.
You stay here and hang out here. Help me guard this guy.
No, guys, it's so big. Like, you all need to go.
I'll guard. You go.
Wait, who are you?
Who's this? As we can.
Who's this half-elf?
No, that was a ghost. You didn't see that or hear it.
No, I was just telling Violetta what to say.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep. Still doing that.
All right, well, three start to run down the path when they run into a human, a half-elf, and what appears to be a goblin standing in the cave tunnel.
Uh-oh.
And they're like, whoa, no! What are you guys... What?
I was already... Oh, yeah, you guys have a goblin with you. I forgot about that guy.
He seems like he'd come in handy. I don't know.
And you guys didn't hide or anything. You just stood in the cave tunnel.
Okay.
And they see that their bridge is clearly burning, but they're more concerned about the intruders standing right in front of them who probably burned it.
So they're like, hey, we need more goblins. And then the rest leave the room I'm in.
That's not what's happening. There's still three in there. Now three have run down the passage, and I've met Alwyn and Ken.
I swing the unconscious goblin like a baseball bat, and I say, "Batter up!" And I crack one of the goblins with another goblin.
Okay. Well, you do hit him with it, and you do 6 damage.
All right.
To one of them. And the constant one is just like, ugh. And that one you hit, like, has fallen to the floor.
I stab another goblin with my short sword.
You cut his head off.
Ooh.
And the other one just kind of freaks out and runs towards the burning bridge. He's like, "I'm not getting in any bit of this." And keeps going. And what about you up there? What are you doing, Violetta?
Okay, I'm gonna talk some sense to these other goblins. He's like, "Yo, guys, listen. Things are pretty crazy out there. I think I should move the prisoner so, like, the fire won't spread or anything. And, you know, those people are so nearby. What if they come in and try to take him?"
What people?
I heard yelling out there.
Yeah, so that means we should probably protect the prisoner.
Yeah, I'm going to move the prisoner while you guys go and help fight.
The only way to move him is straight through where those sounds were.
I'll protect him in here and you guys go out there.
Wait, who are you?
You know, you remember me. Love Zab.
No, I don't. The assistant manager is looking at you pretty suspiciously now.
Zab, wing a bing bong. Zabby!
Well, the assistant manager goblin has now pulled out his short bow and is aiming it at you.
You're such a kidder.
He pulls it back and shoots it at you.
I run away.
He hits you for 5 damage.
Ooh.
That would mean I'm dead.
You're not dead.
I have 4 health right now.
That means you're knocked out. You're unconscious.
I run to Violetta and attack the assistant manager.
Ken, where are you right now?
I follow Alwyn with my baseball bat goblin in tow.
Oh, you still have him?
Yes.
Still on your shoulders. All right, and what was it we wanted to do, Alwyn?
I'm going to attack him with my short sword.
So you run up the stairs and you slash him, and he looks kind of angry.
I followed her up there. Didn't I follow her up there? I'm up there too?
You're up the stairs too. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Good.
Violetta's down the lower level where the other two goblins are.
And now it's my turn?
But she's knocked out, laying on the floor.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. So I pick up the assistant manager goblin, and I throw him down to the bottom level like Vader did in the Emperor at the end of Return of the Jedi.
What? So you throw him down?
Yeah, I throw him. How high up is it?
Well, you're picking up the assistant manager one, you said?
Yes.
Well, you will have to do a strength check for that.
Oh, no. I don't have a lot of that.
Well, that's what you're doing. It's going to require picking up someone heavy.
Okay. Well, never mind. I don't do that.
Okay. So you change your mind.
I change my mind. I choke up on my baseball bat goblin. I swing it at the assistant manager. And I'm attempting to knock him over the ledge to the lower level. That's what I'm shooting for. I don't know if I can do it.
Well, you swing, and you missed pretty bad. You missed so badly that the goblin baseball bat flies out of your arms and flies downstairs into the fire.
Oh, no!
And now it is their turn. The goblin that's up there, he grabs his hostage, carries him over to the ledge, and holds his short sword to his throat, and just pretty much looking pretty threatening. Like, "You guys, I'll kill this guy, I swear I'll do it.
What's it to us? We don't care."
Okay, so I can kill him?
Wait!
What?
Do it!
Let's make a deal here. If you give us the prisoner, we will leave, and we won't come back.
But we want to eat him.
Well, you can find some other source of food.
Oh, I can give them my horse meat that I took earlier in exchange for the prisoner. I offer them that trade.
What are you trying to give him?
I'll give you this horse meat. It's so good. It's great.
We have plenty of horse meat.
But this.
All right. Here's the deal.
What about?
I'll let him go, if you go and kill Clark.
Okay.
He's the boss. If he dies, I become the manager of this cave. So if you do that, I will let you have this guy alive.
Okay, well, why don't you give him to us now, and we'll go kill this dude.
I don't think I trust you.
Well, I mean...
You just stabbed me.
Well, okay, so what are your options here? Either you can give him to us, and we'll go kill this dude, or you can just kill him and we'll just leave, and then you won't be manager, so...
That's true, but also, he'll be dead.
Yeah, well, I think that works out worse for you, doesn't it?
I don't mind. I might get a prize. We're gonna eat him anyway. We get to eat a human.
Okay, well, where's this Craig guy?
A Clark?
Yeah.
Craig, whatever.
Craig. He's over in like our main room. It's way in the other side of the cave.
Okay, so you're telling us that you want us to go find this guy amidst all this chaos.
Uh-huh.
And your bridge burning.
Yep. Bring back his head, and I will let you have Sildar.
Or we could just kill you now.
All right, I'll kill him.
Whoa, hey. Come on, guys. I don't think they should kill me. She can't kill him alone. Are you going to let me go and help kill Glurb?
You're not the one that's in trouble.
Oh, it's the prisoner? Oh, man, okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, good.
It's the prisoner who's about to kill
him. I'm not worried, then. I'm very unconcerned. I didn't want to save this guy anyway, guys.
Sildar just looks at you with really sad eyes.
Oh.
And he whispers, please.
Okay. Well, we should. All right. You're
we
right.
We should probably save this dude.
Yeah,
all
right. You're right. You're right.
I mean, and this Craig guy is clearly a menace, and I would be protecting my people if I were to kill him. So we should do that anyway.
Wait. What makes that dude so bad? Why?
Clark?
Yeah, Craig.
Yeah, Goblin. I don't know. They've been killing people, so, and taking people.
But. What? How do we know you're gonna do any better, Assistant Goblin?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I probably won't.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't seem good for us.
Certainly isn't.
Well, I'm not gonna kill you guys. I'll let you guys go, but I want to be the boss because Clark always keeps all the money.
I want. Okay. If we help you, I want a goblin pass. I want no trouble from any of your goblins. I want the name Ken Adams to echo through these halls. And
you're Ken Adams?
Yes, I'm Ken Adams.
Oh, I love your ale.
I told you guys. Hey, wait, I've got some ale on me, man. You want to you let that guy go, I'll whip you up something real special. It'll be incredible.
No, all right. You let him, if you kill Clark, I'll let him go and give you 50 gold.
Oh, that sounds real good.
Just for you.
Okay, I'll cut you guys in a little bit.
We're not on this quest to line your pockets.
And I'm dead. Or unconscious.
You're unconscious.
Well, we need the resources to help us find my Grungar.
I wonder if he would have known me.
Hey, do you know that unconscious halfling over there is Violetta Chordboard? Have you ever heard of her?
Halfling? That looks like a goblin.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Well, does the name Violetta Chordboard mean anything to you?
I have no idea what you're saying.
Violetta Chordboard.
Nope, never heard of that.
Violetta Chordboard.
You're unconscious.
You hear a ghostly voice with
No, I don't.
Okay, well...
All right. All right, to help trust, I will give you one healing potion to help your friend.
Okay. All right.
As long as I keep Sildar until you come back.
All right. Let's do this.
You know what? I'll be nice. Healing potions all around.
Yay!
Each of you can get some potion, because Clark is one tough. He says something in Goblin.
I'm not gonna translate that.
Yeah, it's one of the seven deadly Goblin words that you can't say on Goblin plays.
Okay, so what happens when we drink the potions?
Well, since you're such a low level, it'll just heal you fully.
Cool. And we force it down Violetta's throat.
You guys, what a crazy dream.
By the way, that's racist. The goblin assistant manager points down at the halfling. Now he knows she's a halfling and just sees that she's in goblin face.
Hey,
and
look.
He is not amused.
This is the artist's life, okay?
That's pretty racist.
You suffer for your art. I have to be accurate. You wouldn't get mad at Gandhi.
Just go. Who?
What? All right.
Just go kill Clark. All you have to do is go across the bridge, past the pools, and up the stairs.
The bridge doesn't exist anymore.
I think.
Well, that's not my fault.
I think that little near-death experience just made me a little racist. I'm sorry. I'll try my best.
Anyway, we leave what's-his-face with the other guy. And
all right.
And go towards the flames.
Will the party be able to find and defeat Clarg? Can they save Sildar in time? And will they be able to escape with their lives? Find out next time on B&B and D&D.